Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Thursday of the second week of Advent, December 11th, 2025. The passage I've chosen for today is from the Gospel of Matthew, Chapter 11, where he writes, "Amen, I say to you, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent are taking it by force." There is a quiet thunder in these words of Jesus. They come not as flattery, but as revelation. John the Baptist stands as the bridge between two worlds, the world of the Old Covenant, longing and waiting, and the new world that is breaking forth in Christ. He is the last prophet, the desert voice crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord." Jesus calls him the greatest among those born of women. No one before John had burned so fiercely for God's coming. He was austere, uncompromising, aflame with holy urgency. His whole being pointed beyond himself. He must increase, I must decrease. His greatness did not come from prestige or achievement, but from self-forgetfulness, from becoming a signpost toward the Lamb of God. And yet Jesus adds a startling contrast. The least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. At first, this sounds like a contradiction, but it reveals something profound about what the incarnation brings. John is the herald of the dawn, but the dawn itself is something infinitely new. The humblest soul who receives the life of Christ through grace participates in a divine intimacy that even John could not yet taste. John points, the Christian partakes. John announces, the disciple receives. John prepares the way. We walk it, following in the footsteps of the Word made flesh. Then Jesus speaks an even more mysterious line, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent are taking it by force. The violence he speaks of is not the brutality of the world, but the intensity of holy desire. It is the fierce longing of those who will not remain passive in their faith, who refuse to drift through life, numbed by comfort or fear. It is the spiritual boldness of those who storm heaven, not with weapons, but with tears. Not with pride, but with prayer. Not to conquer God, but to be conquered by Him completely. The saints were such violent ones. Think of Saint Francis throwing himself into the arms of poverty. Saint Teresa of Avila crying out, "I want to see God." Or the martyrs who, in quiet courage, shed their blood for love. They seized the kingdom not by aggression, but by surrender that was absolute. This is the paradox of the gospel. To take the kingdom by force is to let go. To conquer heaven is to be conquered by grace. The spiritual battle is not won by domination, but by the holy violence of humility. the soul tearing down its own defenses so that God may reign. Advent is a season of holy yearning, a time when the Church invites us to rekindle that inner fire, to become once again like John, awake, expectant, alive with a desire for the coming of Christ. But Advent also reminds us that the Lord comes quietly. The kingdom does not arrive with spectacle or shouts, but as a seed, as a whisper, as a presence hidden in the ordinary. And yet, to perceive it, we must wrestle with our own inertia. We must awaken from spiritual drowsiness. Perhaps this is the violence required of us today, the struggle against apathy, against cynicism, against the full fatigue that creeps into the soul. It's not a violence towards others, but towards the false self that resists grace. It is the decision renewed each day to live as though God truly matters, to pray even when distracted, to love when weary, to forgive when it is costly. Each act of faith becomes a small conquest of heaven. Each humble yes makes space for the King. In Jesus' words, the least in the kingdom is greater than John. There lies the tender humility of God's plan. In his kingdom, greatness is measured not by strength, eloquence, or accomplishment, but by the capacity to receive love. The least, the child, the sinner who turns back, the poor in spirit, becomes the vessel of divine glory. The grandeur of John's prophetic fire yields to the quiet majesty of grace. The kingdom of God is not an achievement to be earned, but a mystery to be welcomed. And so Advent calls us not to become great, but to become small, to prepare the way, yes, but within our hearts, to clear a space for the child who comes to us poor, meek, and humble of heart. He does not enter through the gates of the proud, but through the door of the contrite. As we walk these days of Advent, may we remember that the kingdom of heaven still suffers violence. It longs to break into our world through mercy, through conversion, through the hidden holiness of daily life. The world resists it. Our own hearts resist it. But grace keeps knocking. Let your prayer today be the cry of holy desire. Lord, make me one of those who sees your kingdom, not by pride, but by the force of love. Make me restless until I rest in you. And may we live with that Advent fire, alert, watchful, ready, hearts burning with the same intensity that drove John to the desert, the same hunger that drew the shepherds to Bethlehem, the same courage that led Mary to say, "Let it be done unto me." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, awaken in me the holy urgency of John the Baptist. Tear down the walls of my complacency, and let the fire of your kingdom take hold of my heart. Teach me the violence of love, the fierce tenderness that will not rest until you are all in all. Come, Lord Jesus, reign in me and through me until the whole world burns with the light of your coming. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to share them with others, and also invite them to join us each day as we break open the Word on our journey towards Christmas. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.